Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra, returning your call from Customer Support. How may I help you?
Yeah, this is Rita Nelson. I had paid, which I'll collect it, $7.95. It was supposed to be for cookware.
Hold on. I need your zip code first. Can I have your zip code?
22443.
Okay. Can I have your name, ma'am?
Rita Nelson, Nelson.
Okay, hold on.
Did you find it?
I'm still searching for it. I try to look it over the phone number. It's not pulling up. Let me keep searching. Just give me a moment.
There should be an order number, right?
We can't look it up with the order number. Could it be in somebody else's name or spouse's name or something?
No, it's in Rita Wedding Nelson. The card I used also is in Rita W. Let's see.
That's Rita, is R-I-T-A?
Yes.
Okay.
Nelson, Nelson. It was ordered on November 28th, it says.
I'm not pulling up anything.
And then it says Rita Nelson. That's all it says on there.
Okay, I'm just gonna put it up with the.
The zip code is 22443 in Virginia.
Do you have the, can I have the first 6 digits of the credit card that was used?
It was the first 6?
Yes, ma'am.
470416.
Okay, can I have the last 4 digits of the card?
0966.
Okay. I'm not pulling up nothing. Is it possible the account could be with another company, somebody else?
No, because y'all hit me up again. Let's see, where's it at? Y'all hit me up for $54.95 on December 5th. the email that this came from, when y'all charged me the $7.95, it said support at tryperfect.com or something.
Huh, I'm not signing. Excuse me, stop not...
discount or something. Because like I say, they just hit me up again on December 5th. And the phone number it has that it came from was 1-866-204-449 New York or something. But it was on my Apple Federal Credit Union card. Post it. Let's see. That's where I got this phone number from, but when I left the message, y'all called back from this other number.
Well, I'm not finding...
Because when I originally called, it was from a different number.
I looked it up with the credit card. I looked it up with the...
Let's see.
First and last name. So it's not possibly being a spouse name or somebody else's name.
No, because I'm not married, so...
Okay, what's your maiden name? What's the other name, last name?
Wedding, just like you get married.
W-E-D-D-I-N-G?
N-G, yeah.
Okay, let me see. I'm still not.
Let me go out here to the account again.
Try to look it over the phone number. I'm not.
Shoot. Let's see. It's called, on here it calls itself Miracle Smart. Transaction number, a transaction ID on here. What? This says transaction category, gasoline and fuel. What the hell is that? See the other one that says. And the phone number is at 866-204-3449, and it says Miracle Smart. And it has a transaction ID. Then it has transaction categories. It says gasoline / fuel. What the heck's that? That wasn't out there earlier.
Well, I don't know.
Is this a scam?
Well, I don't know, man. I can't say. I don't know.
Because originally, when I got the email, the first email, when they collected the $7.95, it said, you know, it was for cookware. You just had to pay the shipping and handling. And that was it. So I didn't hear any more or get any money back or nothing. And then I just saw that they posted on December 5th, another $54.95. I'm like, what is that for? From the same place. Miracle Smart? Is that what y'all call yourself?
Man, I don't know.
But yet the email I got didn't say Miracle Smart. It said that other thing. Support at TryPerfect.com. Stop discount.
I tried looking up with everything and I can't find nothing whatsoever.
Well, who is taking this money from me?
Ma'am, I don't.
The only thing I know, I just have to report to my credit card company, and they'll have to investigate it. The only thing I know is they've been got 65, let's see, write it down, they've been got $62.90 from me. And originally it was $7.95.
Yes, ma'am. I tried to look it up with the that phone number, the zip code, and okay, give me your zip one more time. Let me look into it one more time.
22443.
You said 32443?
No.
2 2 4 4 3. Okay.
That's what's typed on this thing, bill to and ship to.
You have any kids or anything could be in somebody else's name?
No, it says bill to Rita Nelson, ship to Rita Nelson.
Okay.
And it's got the order number here and everything. Says order confirmation, which is the same number as the order number.
Okay. Moment, I'm trying to find it. I'm just going back, make sure I haven't overlooked anything. And what month? Do you know what month it was for?
It was charged November 20. Well, it was just charged too, December 5th. And then on November, what does the thing say? November 28th. And it posted my account on November 29th. But it says ordered on November 28th, 2022 at
11:31 a.m. Okay, does it have a customer ID on that?
The only thing it has is the order number.
Give me that. Let me see. Cause would that work?
681-115-015.
Oh, not. I see what you called. Did you call twice today and talk with somebody?
I never got to talk with anybody. I had was on hold, and they said, well, leave your phone number, and somebody get back to you in that order or something. And when they called back, I was in the bathroom. So then I called back again, and now you've called.
Let's see something. I'm not.
And I did send an email earlier to the support. It tried perfect. You know, I replied to that email they sent with the order confirmation from November 28th. So whoever it went to support it tried perfect. Stop discount. I mean, is that you?
Hold on, ma'am. Hold on. Well, I'm not finding anything.
Somebody's charging me.
Yes, ma'am, but I don't, I'm searching in. I'm not finding anything. And this is the number you called my, this is the same phone number that you always use?
The first time I called that 866. 204,
no.
Huh?
I'm talking about your phone number. This is the only number that could be on your account.
Oh, yeah. The 301-643-2751. That's the only phone number I have. But I didn't even see it listed on here on this piece of paper. My email is in Rita Wedding, but
what was your email?
RF, R as in Rita, F as in Frank, wedding, just like you get married, 54@gmail.com. And they sent me that email on November 28th. And that was from that support at TryPerfectShopDiscount.com.
Yeah, I'll put the email in. Nothing is coming up. Nothing coming up with the email.
They sure sent it to me in order confirmation.
Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry, but it's time for me to go home. Time for me to end my shift. Could you call back tomorrow?
Well,
could you call back tomorrow? Maybe, you know.
Well, you done looked everywhere, and you said you can't find it, so I don't know what the hell's going on.
No, ma'am.
To me, it's like somebody took my money, and they using it for something else.
Well, thank you, ma'am, for calling customer support.
All right, bye.
Bye.